Okay, ready to dive into some serious 3D graphics.
Always up for that.
Today, we're talking about Ogre 3D.
Ogre 3D, yeah. It's a pretty amazing 3D graphics engine, super powerful, and you know what's wild? It's open source.
Yeah, I'm always blown away by how much awesome open source software is out there. Like, how do they do it?
Right, it's incredible. So we've been digging into the Ogre 3D manual, which, fun fact, some people just call Ogre 3D.txt classic.
Straight to the point, I like it.
Totally. And what struck me right away is how much emphasis they put on the design philosophy behind it.
Oh, like what?
Well, game development can get crazy complicated, right? You've got objects, textures, lighting, animations, all these things happening in real time. And back when Ogre 3D was first being developed, some people were skeptical that object-oriented programming, especially in C++, could handle all that without slowing things down to a crawl.
Yeah, back in the day, there were a lot of assumptions about performance limitations. And now look at where we are.
Right. And that's a testament to how elegantly Ogre 3D is designed. It breaks down these massive tasks into these manageable, specialized modules. They're like well-defined components. You've got your scene managers, resource managers, mesh objects, each one with a very specific role.
So it's more like a set of specialized tools than one giant, intimidating engine.
Exactly. And this modularity is a big reason why it's so efficient. Plus, it just makes it easier for developers to understand and work with.
Okay, I'm sold on the modularity thing. Now, let's talk about this scene manager. Is that kind of like the stage manager for our 3D world? Setting the stage, making sure everything is in its place?
You got it. The scene manager is in charge of everything that sets the scene, placing objects, figuring out the order they need to be drawn in, handling cameras, lights, the whole shebang.
Sounds like a big job.
It is, but here's where Ogre 3D gets really clever. It can actually switch between different scene manager implementations depending on what your game needs.
Wait, so it's like it adapts on the fly.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you have this massive, sprawling outdoor environment in your game. Ogre 3D might decide, okay, for this, we're going to use an Octree scene manager that'll handle it efficiently. But then, if you move into a more enclosed indoor space, it might switch to a different scene manager that's better suited for that environment.
Whoa, so it's making those judgment calls behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly. That's seriously impressive.
It's pretty slick, right? And it's all designed to optimize performance without the developer having to micromanage every little thing.
That's super smart. Now, thinking about all the stuff that goes into a game, all those textures and models, those can be real resource hogs, right? Especially with how detailed games are these days.
Absolutely. And that's where resource managers come in. They're the unsung heroes of game development, making sure all those assets are handled efficiently.
Okay, so instead of just loading everything into memory at once and hoping for the best, what's the strategy here?
Ogre 3D takes a much more strategic approach. Resource managers give developers a ton of control.
So resource managers are like the organizers, making sure everything is in its right place, ready to go when needed.
Exactly. They give developers the power to group resources together, tell Ogre 3D where to find them, and even prioritize which ones to load first. Like, imagine you're creating a level in your game, and you know players are going to see certain textures and models right away. You can tell Ogre 3D, hey, these are critical, load them first, so there's no delay.
That's smart. Load what you need when you need it. Speaking of making things look amazing, let's talk about shaders. The manual mentions this thing called the Real-Time Shader System, RTSS for short. It sounds kind of intimidating, to be honest.
It's not as scary as it sounds. Think of shaders like these little programs that run on your graphics card, giving you fine-grained control over how everything looks. RTSS just makes it way easier for developers to write and manage those shaders.
Okay, so less about writing tons of code and more about, like, having the tools to create those cool effects.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about Ogre 3D's love for modularity? Well, that comes into play here too. RTSS lets you combine pre-built shader functions, think of them like Lego blocks, to create all sorts of amazing visual effects.
So even if I'm not a graphics programming guru, I can still add some snazzy effects.
Absolutely. RTSS gives you a really powerful but user-friendly way to do just that. Plus, there's a huge community of Ogre 3D developers out there who create and share their own RTSS shaders. It's like having this massive library of visual effects at your fingertips, ready to be customized and dreamt into your game.
That's awesome. It's like Ogre 3D is both powerful and accessible. Okay, switching gears for a sec. Shadows are notoriously tricky in games, right? They can really tank performance if you're not careful. How does Ogre 3D deal with that?
You're right. Shadows can be a real pain if you're not careful. Too much detail, and your frame rate goes down the drain. Ogre 3D gives you a couple of different techniques to strike that balance between visual fidelity and performance.
Give me the rundown.
So on the one hand, you've got stencil shadows. They're less demanding on your hardware, so they're a good choice if you're targeting older systems. But if you're going for maximum realism and your target hardware can handle it, there are texture-based shadows. Those are more advanced, but they can produce some really stunning dynamic lighting effects.
Options are always good.
Yeah.
It's like Ogre 3D is giving you the tools to decide what's best for your game. Now, the manual also mentioned animation, and I'm not just talking about moving objects around the scene.
Yeah.
It seems way more in-depth.
It is. Ogre 3D takes animation pretty seriously. You can do everything from scripting simple camera movements using scene node animation to bringing characters to life with full-blown skeletal animation.
Okay, so we're talking about bones and joints and all that.
Exactly. You can control all those individual elements to create really lifelike movements. But here's the really cool part. You can actually blend different animation types together.
You mean, like, have a character walking using skeletal animation, but then their face is being animated separately?
Precisely. It gives you this incredibly fine-grained control over how everything moves and interacts. And if you want to get really crazy, there's something called numeric value animation.
Okay, now you're just making up words. What in the world is numeric value animation?
I know, right? It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty cool. Basically, it means you can animate pretty much any property of an object over time. Like, imagine a light source that gradually changes color or intensity.
That's so cool. It's like giving your game world this subtle pulse, this feeling of life. I'm really impressed with how much detail Ogre 3D puts into animation.
It's definitely one of its strengths. But with all this flexibility and power, managing all these objects, animations, and resources efficiently must be a real challenge.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, how does Ogre 3D keep everything running smoothly without bringing your computer to its knees?
That's where some of its more clever optimization techniques come in. Two of the big ones are static geometry and instancing.
Okay, those sound interesting and maybe a little intimidating. What exactly do those terms mean? Okay, static geometry, instancing, it's all starting to sound very technical. Break it down for me. What are we talking about here?
So picture this. You've got this lush forest in your game, hundreds of trees, right?
Yeah, I can already feel the lag.
Right. Now, if Ogre 3D had to render each tree as its own unique object with all its leaves and branches, it would be a nightmare for performance.
Makes sense. So how do we get around that?
That's where static geometry comes in. It lets Ogre 3D group all those trees together into one big optimized chunk of data.
So instead of hundreds of draw calls to the graphics card, it's just one.
Exactly. Huge performance boost right there. And visually, you still get your forest.
That's incredible. It's like tricking the system into thinking it's simpler than it is.
In a way, yeah. But it's a clever trick that makes a huge difference. And then there's instancing, which takes this idea even further.
Oh, how so?
Well, instead of duplicating all the data for a tree's mesh every time you want to place another tree in your forest, instancing lets you reuse that same mesh over and over again.
So each tree isn't its own unique snowflake of data anymore.
Nope. They're all sharing the same basic building blocks, but you can still change their positions, rotate them, even tweak their sizes to make them look different.
It's like cloning those trees without actually creating a whole new set of data for each one. That's amazing.
It's a really clever way to squeeze out even more performance. And these techniques, combined with everything else we talked about, all the resource management smarts built into Ogre 3D, it's what allows it to handle these complex scenes without breaking a sweat.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And that's what makes Ogre 3D so impressive. It gives you all this power, all this flexibility, but it's also designed to be efficient, to make the most of your hardware.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, talking about all these technical details, but I want to bring it back to the bigger picture for a sec. If someone's just getting started with 3D graphics, why should they be excited about Ogre 3D? What makes it stand out from everything else out there?
I think what makes Ogre 3D really special is this balance it strikes between power and accessibility.
What do you mean?
Well, on the one hand, it's a seriously powerful engine. It's got all the features you need to create these stunning, complex 3D worlds. But at the same time, it's surprisingly approachable.
Even if you're not a seasoned game developer.
Yeah. There's definitely a learning curve, especially if you're new to 3D graphics programming. But the Ogre 3D community is fantastic. Very welcoming and supportive. You'll find tons of resources and tutorials to help you get up to speed.
It's always good to have a helpful community when you're diving into something new. Now, no software is perfect, so what about challenges? Are there any potential hurdles developers should be aware of when working with Ogre 3D?
Good question. One thing to keep in mind is that Ogre 3D is, at its core, a graphics engine. It's really, really good at rendering beautiful 3D graphics.
That's its bread and butter, right?
Exactly. But for things like audio, physics, artificial intelligence, networking for those, you'll likely need to bring in other libraries. Ogre 3D plays nicely with others, though. It's happy to be the graphics expert and let other libraries handle those other aspects of your game.
So it's like Ogre 3D is the master painter, but it might need a composer for the music, a choreographer for the physics, and a writer for the AI.
I love that analogy. It really captures the collaborative spirit of game development. Ogre 3D gives you this incredibly solid foundation for the visuals, and then you can build on that foundation with other libraries to create a truly immersive experience.
It's been amazing to dive into the world of Ogre 3D with you today. As we wrap things up here, any final thoughts for our listeners out there who might be inspired to explore this engine for themselves?
Honestly, just have fun with it. Experiment, explore, break things. That's how you learn and discover what's possible.
Well, I love that. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. We hope you've enjoyed this journey into the heart of Ogre 3D. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the incredible world of 3D graphics.